If the world seems like it's spinning inexorably into a black hole of misery, that's because it is. But wait. We're always happy to report on people trying to make the world just a little better.
Faith, PETA, known as the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, having already ended all cruelty to actual animals, that's done, they fixed it. They're now trying to change what?
Oh, they're trying to change the way our idioms that involve animals.
They're trying to change our animal metaphors. That's right. PETA has issued vegan...
I just brought on the bacon with that answer.
You certainly did. PETA has issued vegan-friendly updates to a number of animal-unfriendly phrases, including changing kill two birds with one stone to feed two birds with one scone. Leading to a protest from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Scones. Instead of bring home the bacon, bring home the bagels. That's what they want you to say.
Bring home the bagels.
But I gotta say, don't say that. Don't do that if you're in the Midwest and you have a visitor from New York, because they will just not shut up about how bad your bagels are.
I do have to give props to our French exchange student Brigitte in high school, who couldn't get a grasp of all the idioms, and she'd say, "Oh, two birds dead."
We have some more for PETA in case they need more. Like, that was the straw which the camel refused to use because it was ecologically irresponsible.
Yeah.
I like it.
Like, there's more than one way to shampoo a cat.
Shooting fists
no, you know
in
what?
A barrel.
They'd rather be skinned.
That's true. When we come back, we celebrate 20 years of being tolerated by NPR with two of the people who tolerated us the most, Robert Siegel and Nina Totenberg. And all of you who never exercise, we've got another excuse for you. That's all in a minute on Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.